On Friday, March 10th, the Elk Grove City Council held its biannual retreat meeting. Several city staff members, Mayor Bobby Singh Allen, and her four councilmen had an all-day meeting. Even though the city complied with meeting notification requirements, it was not well publicized. They did the bare minimum. It's as if they wanted to keep the public from knowing about what would be considered a secret meeting, as noted by this person who did attend the entire meeting.
At this particular meeting, it was in the Veterans Hall, which is a much smaller room, and the council members were set up so that I was looking at their backs the entire meeting.
I'm Dan Gowerty, and on this joint edition of Elk Grove News Podcast and Lynn Wheat's More Than 3 Minutes podcast, we chat with Lynn about her observations of that meeting. This podcast was recorded on Saturday, March 18th. Lynn Wheat, thank you for joining us today. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Dan.
Lynn, can you start by explaining to our listeners briefly what the retreat meeting is, where it was held and when it was held, and the kind of the general purpose of the meeting?
Okay, sure. So it was called as a special meeting, but we call it the council retreat agenda. It was a council retreat meeting, and they put out an agenda. I received notices from the city on my email of special meetings, and so this did come up as a special meeting, and I was able to pull up what the agenda would look like and that it was going to be on Friday, March 10th, from 9 to 4 p.m. So with the conditions of our weather and raining and not being able to do other activities, I decided I would attend just to observe and hear what direction our city is going in. The city goes through what the mayor and her four council members go through what will be seen as priorities for the city. All the staff is there from the executive committee and then executive team, and then whoever might be reporting out that day.
Okay, so what were some of the priorities that caught your attention from after the reports from the various department by the mayor and her four councilmen?
I was thinking that they were going to talk about what the needs of the community are in accordance to why people would vote for 1% sales tax increase. And interestingly enough, I did take a few little notes, but the priorities of our residents, who are very kind and care about everybody in our community, their priority was addressing homelessness issue, next by affordability within our community and public safety. And it was brought to the attention of our mayor and her four council members that the most well attended of the public meetings when the city was requesting input on
this
how,
was for the measure E
right,
workshops.
Right, exactly. Was how do residents what do they see as the priorities? So that then our mayor and her city council members could then review that and make some financial decisions around that. But what came from this retreat that I found interesting is the consultant had met individually with the mayor and her four council members to discuss what they saw or is envisioned as the city council priorities and what people wanted in the community. And the number one priority was the zoo park.
Now, this is the number one priority, not for the residents, but for the mayor and her four councilmen. Is that correct?
That's correct. So I really believed I would be hearing significantly more about, okay, how are we going to address the homelessness issue? How much of our Measure E monies are going to be spent in that direction? But I was not hearing that in the meeting. Now, of course, I would have appreciated if a few of the general public would have attended the meeting so I could have had some dialogue afterwards and discuss what their perceptions of this particular meeting was.
Well, let's talk about that little point. How many people attended the meeting?
So in total, there were three.
So the other two stages were a portion of the
correct.
Meeting?
Correct. So the first individual that attended the meeting, I was quite delighted to see him because I hadn't in quite a while. And, you know, he's a very nice gentleman. And he wanted to be there to kind of check out what was going on and also to make some comments in regards to the rural area during the first public comment.
But it's almost as if, and we discussed this earlier, that the city and city council, they only posted it because they're required to, but did they really want public participation?
Well, even the way the setup for the meeting was wasn't really conducive to public participation.
If memory serves me, and maybe you can confirm this, in 2019, I attended a couple of these meetings through the years. The last one was in 2019 when it was Mayor Stiebley, and that meeting was quite open. Would you say that Mayor Singh Allen is maybe trying to hide behind this, or is that just me?
I don't want that to be the, my conclusion about the situation, but definitely it's changed. The manner in which things go on within our city has changed. And I don't believe it's the staff so much changing as the leaders we've selected to place in a position of power where they ultimately make the decision. Because I want people to be clear that the staff only carries out what our mayor and the council members are wanting. And the mayor and council determine zoo parks are number one priority. You make it happen. And so
let's discuss that a little bit more. I mean, we touched on that earlier about the zoo. Was that maybe the biggest takeaway? So let me recap. They really didn't talk about Measure E and what the community wants are necessarily. Is that a fair statement?
They touched on it. My carryaway was the most important thing was our zoo park and economic development and bringing more business to town. And then just spending a little time patting ourselves back on the back for those businesses that we have brought to town. And for myself, that's very disappointing because they came here because we paid for them to come here.
Earlier, we discussed the mayor's comments about dealing with the media. What was she saying about how the city deals with the media? What was your impression about her commentary?
So they spent a lot of time, or she spent a lot of time discussing how the messaging comes out of City Hall, that they need to be on a united front with the messaging. And it's almost like we need to narrow it down to one source. And we all have to be on the same line when we release a message. And I was getting the feeling that this had something to do with the Barnes & Noble coming to our community because Barnes & Noble was mentioned. So I think what it is they're suspecting that rumors can be created if they don't have this united message coming out of City Hall, which then I think, okay, so they're going to tell us only what they want us to hear and not necessarily things that are going on within our community that maybe should be heard, that people can have an independent thought about that. I just wasn't so sure we needed to spend so much time on a retreat when there's so many more important issues going on within our community than a message coming out of City Hall.
So they are basically trying to do some spin control, to use a media term.
Yeah, that's how I saw it. You know, I think I was at that 2019 retreat, and I believed like after...
And that, you know, that just to be clear, that meeting was well attended in 2019.
Yes, it was. It was at the event center, and even the manner in which they set the retreat meeting up, we could see the council members, and so we could see them. At this particular meeting, it was in the Veterans Hall, which is a much smaller room, and the council members were set up so that I was looking at their backs the entire meeting.
So they really didn't want to interact with the public at all. Excuse me if I'm putting words in your mouth, but it's like they're trying to avoid eye contact with people in the audience.
Well, I guess when I'm looking at their backs, I can't really see their eyes. So I don't know if they just looked at I don't want to think what was going on in their heads as to why they set up the room that way. I could only look at it as, well, maybe it was such a smaller room. They weren't anticipating anybody coming because in the beginning there were like four chairs along one wall and four along the other in case the general public might show up.
Let's go back to the zoo just real briefly. Would you say that was the main focus of the city council member is building what they're calling it now, the zoological park too? Is that the biggest takeaway?
Yes,
is that there is a huge focus on this project.
Yes, and that was the number one. I mean, I don't want to keep saying surprised. I should look for another word. But the consultant met with each of them on an individual basis, and the takeaway that she had and that they put up there was the number one priority of all of them is a zoo park. Now, is that the number one priority of 178,000 people? Because I look at it as really taking a lot of money out of our general fund that might meet these other needs that we have. I mean, if they had the, you know, and maybe, you know, institutional knowledge sometimes can be harmful. So knowing that the pool, the swimming pool, is taking 700,000 out of our general fund budget at this time, and that number is not going to go down. What will, I don't need to do a feasibility study to say that there's going to be more than 700,000 coming out of our general fund monies for this zoo park.
Any final thoughts, Lynn, on the meeting? Was it worthwhile to go to? Did you learn anything, or were you unimpressed, or just what are your general thoughts?
So my general thoughts about the meeting was that I appreciate staff's efforts to do some things really good for our city, and that they are limited by the direction they are given from our mayor and city council members. I am concerned about our city's budget. I am concerned about how our Measure E monies are being spent. I didn't come away comforted with the decision. And of course, I'm kind of basing it on what happened with the soccer stadium, what happened to other things, that our city continues to buy properties, and yet we still have potholes, and we still have all these other things going on. And I am concerned that in the future, our mayor and city council members are going to suggest we need another sales tax. And I'm hoping that people will really evaluate before they would be willing to commit another 0.5% or 1% to city needs when we're looking at a zoo park. And on a side note, in thinking about the zoo park, some of the aquatic center in District 56 are paid by MOLO roofs that aren't fixed, meaning that they can go up every year based upon the council voting for it. I'm wondering if calling the zoo a zoo park is that they're going to bring those into the MOLO roofs to kind of help that. I mean, that same situation happened with our animal shelter. That was brought under police services, and many of the MOLO roofs cover police services. So my takeaway, and I know I'm kind of rambling here, am I? My takeaway from this meeting was I was glad I went. Thank you, taxpayers, for serving me a lunch and a little continental breakfast. It was from local businesses. And again, I appreciate staff and their efforts in trying to do different things within our city and being constrained by the decisions of our mayor and her four council members. Thank you, Dan, for this time and opportunity to share a little bit. And I would encourage all your listeners to begin attending some of these council meetings, or should they have another retreat and provide a larger facility, that maybe we could really recruit some residents to attend that meeting. Thank you.
Lynn, thanks for your time.
Oh, and this is Lynn Wheat in an interview with More Than 3 Minutes.
Thank you, Lynn.